Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Praise God. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, your goodness, and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, as we look into your word today, that revelation knowledge will flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We're calling this lesson Between These Years. You know, this will be the last episode of the year as we approach this new year. And I am very well aware, as you are, that we can look back and think about the past year from a negative standpoint, or we can look forward and say, God, what do you have for us? I want to read a scripture from Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, from the King James. It says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, for that which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We're familiar with that passage of Scripture from the King James. Let's look at it from the Passion Translation. Philippians chapter 3, we'll start with verse 12. I admit that I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that I'm pursuing, but I run with passion into his abundance so that I may reach the purpose that Jesus Christ has called me to fulfill and wants me to discover. I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. However, I do have one compelling focus. I forget all of the past as I fasten my heart to the future instead. I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus. Oh goodness, I've got to read the next verse too. It's good. Verse 15. So let all who are fully mature have this same passion. If anyone is not yet gripped by these desires, God will reveal it to him. And let us all advance together to reach this victory prize, following one path with one passion. Praise God. Well, I thought I was going to stop there. Verse 17, my beloved friends, imitate my walk with God and follow all those who walk according to the way of life we modeled before you. These verses are so important. We look back or we look forward. There's nothing wrong with reflecting on the past, but we don't need to reflect upon the failures. We don't need to reflect upon the losses. You know, each year has its own challenges. And I like that phrase, between these years, because Jesus stands between these years. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit stands between the years and ushers you into the next one. Whereas the enemy, the defeated foe, the defeated one, wants to stop you in your walking in joy. He wants to stop your joy. He wants to stop your faith as you move forward. Well, he can't do it. He cannot do it if we don't allow him to. So I'm encouraging you, like Paul said, that I'm going to run with passion into the abundance, to God's abundance, so that I may reach the purpose that Jesus Christ has called me to fulfill and wants me to discover. God wants to move in your behalf. He's already moved in the Word. And as you draw close to him, he draws close to you. Praise God, we can do what he has called us to do. And I believe you will be able to find out what that is in the next year. It's a new season. We're putting the past behind and moving forward into the future. I like what he says in verse 13. I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. We can't depend on our own strength. We can only do it in Christ. We can only walk in Christ. You know, there are loved ones you're praying for, and maybe you haven't seen in the natural the desired result yet, but it's important to speak that desired result and see it in the spirit realm. See it by faith. Praise God. Praise God. And when we, I like what Paul also writes here, as I just read, so let all who are fully mature have the same passion. If anyone is not yet gripped by those desires, God will reveal it to him. God will show it to you. God will show you how important it is to forget the past that the enemy has tried to remind you of. You are free from that. You're a new creation in Christ every day. So let's look forward to this new year that's coming up. Let's look forward to seeing what God has for us. Let's be aware and fully mature and allow him to reveal to us those things that have tried to stop us in the past, those thoughts, those challenges, those contradicting circumstances. And let's look at the victory prize. Hallelujah. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's what he's called you to. And for your life, that may be totally different from my life or someone else. God wants to lead you this year. He wants to take your hand and walk with you into this new year, walking in love, walking in wisdom, walking in grace. God stands between the years, and so do you. It's time to take the next step forward with him. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.